13 years in a row is lucky for organizers of a popular New Year's Day event in the CBRM. A piper led dozens of people to the numbing waters on January 1st, marking the annual Port Morian Polar Dip that started in 2013. One of those organizers is Catherine Snow, and she speaks to the record-breaking event.
Looks like 13 was absolutely our lucky number this year. We had 183 swimmers, and so last year we had 138 swimmers, so we flipped the last two numbers this year, and it was incredible. We were just blown away. And our total as of counting time yesterday was $12,321 and I believe 75 cents, but we always get a few more donations trickling in, so we're quite thrilled with that.
The money raised will be supporting two important initiatives.
Caleb's Courage is an organization that supports critically ill children and their families in Cape Breton. So they have raised money for a superhero suite, they call it, in the PEDS unit at the Cape Breton Regional Hospital, and they often support children who have who are enduring palliative care. The other half goes to our accessible playground fund in the community of Donkin and Port Morian. We're well on our way to getting the playground up and running, which is why we decided to share some proceeds this year and the good vibes to come with the polar dip.
She says dipping in the water at 1.8 degrees Celsius is an awakening experience, but it is for a good cause.
It's literally a beach on the side of a cliff, and we organize our swimmers at the Port Morian Legion, which is a short walk away, and we are escorted down to the beach by a bagpiper. And the swimmers get themselves climatized for a few minutes, and we do a quick countdown, and everybody's in and out. The whole thing is over in a couple of minutes. They love it. It's a way to, you know, wash off the old year and welcome in the new year. I, my friend Myrna has done it, my coworker, my colleague who puts this together with me. But I think the feet are the biggest problem because they're in there the longest. And but other than that, it's a little bit shocking, but mostly very refreshing and exhilarating were some adjectives I heard thrown around.
Snow talks about one of the participating groups, their sponsor, Subway, and how they made a lasting impression.
So they did it in memory of their coworker and family member, Teresa Rowe. And they called and asked to sponsor, and they really wanted to do it in her memory. She was an avid community worker. And so anyway, aside from being an employee at the Subway franchise in Cape Breton, and so it's a really beautiful story about how they honored her memory and they wanted to go all out for her. So they sponsored, they brought free cookies for everybody, they had a team, they gathered pledges, and they ended up being the top team. So there's a couple of really, it's a tradition for some people, and it turns into something much more special too. It goes further than just running in the ocean. It's absolutely a very special day.
She says every year welcomes dozens of community-minded people willing to brave the near freezing water of the Atlantic Ocean. She's been there every year, and Snow says they have come a long way since then.
We went from, we were speaking with a swimmer who has done it every single year. And he said, you remember when we were in that old fish shack? We were in the first year we were in one of the fishermen let us use his little garage full of rope and lobster fishing supplies. And that's where we took registration. And now we've evolved into, you know, that we gather at the Morian Legion. We're piped down by a bagpiper. It's a much bigger and certainly evolved event than it was 13 years ago.
Polar dips actually started more than 100 years ago in Canada, but on the other coast. A restaurant owner and avid swimmer from Vancouver convinced his friends to plunge into the Pacific Ocean on New Year's Day, and since then, polar dips have grown to raise awareness for a number of charities and community projects.